God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Just so glad to be here with you on this day.
Yes.
Amen.
Anniversary day.
Yes.
Oh, now we are all First Union African Baptist Church this morning.
Yes. Amen.
140 years
yes.
of toiling in the vineyard.
Amen.
Now none of us have been around 140 years. But the First Union African Baptist Church has been winning souls to Christ for that long.
Yes.
We just give God all the praise and all the glory.
Yes.
For if you look among yourselves, you see great grandchildren of slaves. Great-grandchildren of slave owners.
Yes.
And look how God has brought us together in unity. Yes. Nobody but God can do this. Nobody but God.
Yes.
Why? Because he loves us one and all.
Yes.
Not matter the pigmentation of your skin.
Yes.
He loves us in spite of.
Yes.
Even when we do wrong,
yes.
God still loves us, Pastor.
Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Oh, I'm just so delighted. Just thankful to be with you on this day. Thank you, Brother Bill, for rendering such beautiful music.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Hudson, for
Amen.
Being with us.
Bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, one and all, everyone in their respective places.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Want to thank God for Pastor Crosby.
Amen. Amen.
And First Lady Jan Crosby. I know the first daughter is up there somewhere, and we should thank God for it. Truly, it's a good day. God has allowed us to come and commingle our voices once again. Let us pray silently just for a moment for the victims of Miami. Just a silent prayer, just for a minute. You know, it could have been us.
Yes.
Some form or some sort of tragedy. But God saw fit for it not to be. So we have to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all beyond. Precious God, I'm a refuge. Present help in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Come before you right now, O God, to say thank you. Realizing, O Heavenly Father, that if it had not been for you, where would we be? You spoke to death this morning. Told her to be still.
Yes.
Let us live just a little while longer.
Yes.
We say thank you.
Thank you.
Bless these, your people, O Heavenly Father. Some, O Heavenly Father, have testified for one thing or another.
Yes.
You made us in your own image,
yes.
and you know all about it. Come and see about them right now.
Yes.
For you said, O God, in your holy written word that you will never forsake us, nor leave us alone.
Yes.
come right now and bless these, your people. Can your God to mount them up with wings as of eagles so that when they run, they don't get weary, and when they walk, they will not faint, but they will continue to walk in your name. Bless us.
Yes, Lord.
And oh God, I ask now that you hide me behind the cross. So that only you can be seen. Mm-hmm. Speak so loud to these, your people, so that only you can be heard.
Yes.
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Mercy, mercy.
The children of God say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. We're not going to keep you long, but I do want to thank God for the scripture reading on this morning. So, man, very beautiful job with that. As usual. But I want to concentrate this morning on that sixth verse, and the 18th verse. And it made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And I am he that liveth, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. And that's enough. Want to talk to you this morning from the sermonic idea. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, coming from the book of Revelation, it's a Greek name taken from the Greek name Apocalypse, meaning an uncovering or unveiling. For this reason, the book of Revelation is also known as the Apocalypse. In either case, the definition reflects the fact that God has made known to mankind those eternal and supernatural truths and realities, which man on his own could never realize or discover. The book of Revelation is the final work of the New Testament. Revelation of Jesus Christ, which details world history from the time of John, the early church, to eternity. Revelation is the only book in the New Testament that talks about prophecy. It's written by the Apostle John, the beloved disciple. He wrote this book while out on the Isle of Patmos. He's also the author of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Revelation. But because of God's grace and mercy, he allowed us, he said, he who reads this book, let him hear. So we are to hear the words of God. Now, if you notice in the text, there were three amen. those amens will point out their significance. I want you to know this morning that it is God's grace and God's mercy that we are here. Grace is not based on what we have earned, church. Grace is based on God's unmerited favor toward us. For God is love. You see, we ought to love people so much, Sister Sally, until we have to reach way down.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about now.
Amen.
You see, that's what the Lord did and is still doing for us. He looked beyond all our faults and saw our needs, met them with mercy. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, when we look at words, we must understand that words are more than simply sounds. Words will attest to events that have happened or are happening. Events which will happen are events which you don't want to happen. When a word is spoken, it takes on more than the articulation of the voice. Something about a word when spoken that moves from one interior to an exterior, to another interior. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So words, unlike sight, can take root in another spirit. Bear with me just a little while. That is why it's important to know that the church is a community of the word. Brother Irvin, I think I heard you talking about the community. You see, in this day and time, we are transfixed. We're transfixed by sight or looks, by appearances of dress or style. But we need to know who we are before we can help others. Who are we? I'm glad you asked. We are a community of the word being Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. You see, that's important because the word reveals in us a truth. And we are submitted to the power of that truth. Then it compels us to act on what we have received. We can slip, but we can also repent. See, this is what happens to some of us when we get too holy. We can say something and it has no meaning or means something that is never received because no one is listening. We can also have a truth that is unspoken. We can have a speech which has no truth. We can either keep it in our mind and no one will ever receive it. We can speak it out of our mouths and again, it has no root in who we are. Now, you see, when the church speaks, it cannot be the way the world speaks. Can't be the way society speaks. Can't be the way politicians speak. See, when we speak, we need a word that has been born out of experience of who God is. Somebody know that he is a bridge over troubled waters.
Yes.
Somebody know that he will continue to be our God when everyone has turned their backs on him.
Yes.
When we speak, we must let it be of a divine truth. John 14:6 tells us, it says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. Not by Confucius, not by Islamic traditions, Mohammedanism. Only you can see the Father through Christ.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, in order to understand what I'm trying to say this morning, you must know that in order for communication to take place, it takes at least two. One must speak while the other bear witness. Absent of that, no communication is taking place. Have you ever tuned a speaker out? Have you ever experienced one body being here with you and their mind was on the other side of town? If so, it may be because you didn't respect the person speaking, or whatever is being said is something that you don't want to hear. Maybe you don't comprehend what's being said, or you feel the information is of no benefit to you. Therefore, you tune them out. See, there are many folks who come to church services, Pastor Prosper, shaking their heads and waving their hands, but have not really heard what was said. They can quote scripture. They are not receiving what the Spirit is saying. See, you cannot continue living the way you are living. You must have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and once you have a relationship with him, then there must be a change in your life.
Oh, you preach it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we are living in a dead time when words have lost their value and have lost their impact. Worldly living allows us to say anything and do anything and yet claim to be a Christian. U.S. poll the other day stated that 28% of Christians don't believe in the supernatural birth of Jesus Christ. You see, we are living in a time when people wear crosses around their necks while committing some of the most heinous offenses.
Yes.
Why? Simply because there's no connection to their claim of being a Christian. Claim to be followers of the word and a lifestyle that gives glory to God does not exist, my friend. And I'm not judging anyone. I'm only being a fruit inspector. We are known by the fruit we bear. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, what does amen do? The first amen in this text authenticates the one doing the speaking.
Amen.
You see, we try to distinguish people in this day and age with something called an introduction. The introduction of a speaker validates, tells us that the person being introduced has the credentials, the values, and the experience of one worth hearing. And John began his word. John said, I need for you to know who the speaker is. That's what he did in verse 5, my friends.
Yes.
Using my spirit's imagination, I can hear John saying, I want to introduce him because he's not just a Johnny come lately. Oh, he's not just any speaker. He's one who is operating on the power of who he is. He's one who reveals himself through his spoken word. Now look how awesome this is, my friends. Because you see, when Jesus speaks, things happen.
Yes.
He can speak and a man will live. Then he can speak and a man will lie down and die.
Yes.
It's God and God all by himself.
Amen.
Now, I know James Weldon Johnson does a marvelous job in describing the creation in his literary style, Brother Huston.
Amen.
But his work of the creation is not spiritual. And I say that because God didn't have to clap his hands and he didn't have to scoop out the valley or push up the mountain. All God has to do is speak a word.
Yes, yes.
And I'm glad God spoke. But you see, everything began in the mind of God.
Amen.
God thought it, he then spoke it. And when he spoke it, it then became a reality.
Yes.
You see, First Union, just in happenstance. This is what God had visioned in his mind and he allows to take place.
Yes.
See, I can imagine God saying, let me tell you what's on my mind. Light is on my mind.
Yes.
The one thing that we all crave is light. Jesus is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been thinking about life. And when he spoke, the world came into being. And I'm so glad that I was on his mind, for you see, when he spoke, the word of God went forth and stopped by a little place called Bomber County, South Carolina, and up came light and life.
Yes.
And I'm here today because he spoke a word.
Yes.
You are here today because he spoke a word. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, when God speaks, amazing things can happen. See, the event at Sinai was a result of God speaking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God speaking and contending in such a way that it created a community. Yes. Amen. God spoke in Deuteronomy 4th chapter in the 12th verse. He did not do it with form, did not do it with image. He did it with his word, Sister Hayes. Yes. Oh, you see, my friend, God's presence is revealed in his word. When he spoke at Mount Sinai, out in the wilderness, no one was excluded from the impact of his word.
Amen.
But you see, the wilderness represented no natural boundaries for the Jew. So when he spoke, whether you were Jew or Gentile, you heard a word that said, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, now, if you go into the New Testament, there is a new creation. John the Baptist wrote, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The flesh dwelt among men, and when the flesh ascended, the believers had gathered in the upper room. Tell me, there was a period of waiting 50 days after the crucifixion representing the day of Pentecost, which had fully come. There was a word that God wanted spoken, and it went forth in a powerful manner that the disciples began to speak in other tongues, my friend. Went out so powerful that people began to say, these people are from Galilee, but we hear them in our own language. Then Peter, filled with the word, stood up and began to preach. The Bible says that 3,000 souls were saved. And I know that I have some biblical scholars who will tell us that when Moses was delayed at Sinai, the people started worshiping idols. All of you recall the golden calves. God started to kill all of them. But Moses pleaded for them, telling God that the Philistines would proclaim that you couldn't handle your people, God. It was just going to look bad on you.
Yeah.
Then God directed Moses to bring judgment on them.
Yeah.
And Moses asked them, saying, now who's on the Lord's side? And they tell me that the Levites had to slay those that would not respond to the word, those that would not become partners with God's word. You read Exodus, the 32nd chapter, you will find that 3,000 souls died that day.
Yeah.
Those who did not receive the word.
Yeah.
But in the new covenant, the word came forth and 3,000 received it into their hearts.
Amen.
3,000 were rescued from death unto life.
Yeah.
And I just come to stop by to let you know that I'm glad I have a word.
Amen.
Oh, I have a word that has loosed my burden. I have a word that has set me free.
Yes.
I have a word that has lifted me higher.
Yes.
You should have a word which has loosed your shackles, taken your feet out of the mud and mire, placed your feet on solid ground.
Yes.
Oh, salvation this morning is a place of great possibilities.
Yes.
Place of powerful miracles.
Yes.
Salvation is a place of great opportunity.
Yes.
Because it means that we rise above our eternal limitations.
Yes.
And then we are no longer confined to what folks think about us.
Right.
It means that we are not limited to our note of ability.
Yes.
And I know I'm right about it because Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Does not matter who my daddy was or who my mama was. And all I'm saying to you is that neither my DNA nor your DNA can determine your destiny.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about you, but when he spoke a word, if he said it, I received it in my spirit.
Yeah.
I made up in my mind that I'm going to get everything that the Lord has for me.
Amen.
I'm not going to settle for anything less than a divine amen.
Yeah.
First union, neither should you. Because you see, the second amen is inclusive.
Yes, yes.
God wants to bless you so that you can become a blessing to others.
Yes, yes.
Whatever we do for God, we must let it be real. For he's coming back again. Because he wrote, every eye shall see him and every tongue shall confess the Lord Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Going to come publicly.
Yes.
eyes of his people shall see him. The eyes of his enemies, every eye, yours and mine. Just like he stepped out onto nothingness, grabbed a ball of non-existence, brought it from there to here, it was creation. Reached into my spirit, touched me and made me what he wanted me to be. Reached into your spirit, touched you and made you what he wanted you to be. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh, as I rush to a close, we need to deal with that last amen, Brother Pastor. Can't leave it alone. Third amen reminds me of the suffering.
Yes.
Jesus acquaints himself with divine nature.
Yes.
The first and the last with his former suffering. Listen, if you please. Said, I was dead, but now I live and I'm alive forevermore. Mm-hmm. Jesus has conquered death and he's opened the grave.
Yes.
With Jesus' office and authority, he has the keys of hell and death.
Yes.
With all power entrusted in the palm of his hands, he has dominion in and over the invisible world. All opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no one can open. With his will and with his pleasure, he's saying, write these things which thou hast seen. Things which are and which shall be hereafter.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why you've been going through some things, it's because the Lord wants to give you a third amen.
Yes. Yes.
You see, on the third level, you must go through something.
Yes.
You must be willing to put yourself through the test. Not because people are lying on you, but because somebody might be telling the truth. The more pain in your situation, the more power will be in your revelation. God gave a revelation. It was given when folks were in their most difficult situation. Come here, Daniel. Daniel said before he could see a vision, he had to be in the midst of a painful situation. King Nebuchadnezzar had sent out an order to kill the wise men, soothsayers, magicians, astrologers and Chaldeans. Daniel said he was included. Once he was able to get a prayer through, he was able to declare that the Lord was going to bring him out. Come here, Moses.
Yes.
Moses said it was only when I was trapped at the borders of the Red Sea.
Yes.
Mountains on both sides and Pharaoh's army in pursuit. Said, now when I stretch forth the rod, God opened up the Red Sea and made an I-95. God said, now then the children of God were able to cross on dry ground. See, now I can tell you God has a way of making ways out of no way. I got a word that the situations are not designed to destroy you, but to develop you. Remember, God can use our difficulties to make a better people.
Yes.
Oh, you see, God is not the author of trouble. But God is the architect who through trouble can design a brand new you.
Yes.
And I'm able to declare that when you are down, he'll pick you up.
Yes.
Able to praise God even in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
Anybody this morning in a painful situation, don't give up. He has looked beyond your faults and he knows you and he sees your need.
Yes.
Hold on, First Union African Baptist Church. Run on just a little while longer.
Yes.
While help is on the way.
Yes.
Now just hold on.
Yes.
Now give him everything. Now if you can make it through the first amen.
Yes.
That tells me that you are a follower of the Lamb with the blood-stained banner lifted high.
Mm-hmm.
You've surrendered everything to him, and you know him by his name. Yes, his name is Jesus. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Second amen tells me that it is for you. It says, Whatever you ask, it shall be given. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Yes. Seek, and ye shall find.
Yes.
Oh, my friend, now you need to know, go to that third amen. That third amen is your third trimester. While your third amen says you're about to have a breakthrough,
yes,
in your situation.
Yes.
Hellhounds may be on your trail. Your enemies may stand close by.
Yes.
Just know that weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
But joy,
yes,
that unspeakable joy,
yes,
is coming in the morning.
Yes.
That's why you got to hold on just a little while. Now, God has manifested himself in the threes. Some of you know what I'm talking about. When I say God is revealed in threes,
yes,
God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Tell me, even our spiritual expressions are in threes.
Yes.
Why now, we say that he is omnipotent, all powerful.
Yes.
He's omnipresent in all places.
Yes.
And he's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. Don't, aren't you glad that you serve a God like that? God himself divided time into three. The past, the present, and the future. He placed three lights in the sky. The moon, the stars, and the sun. He revealed the three dimensions of man. Why now? Not only that, but he revealed the three dimensions of man, the epidermis, the dermis, and the muscle. God recognizes the three enemies of man, the devil, the world, and the flesh. But he counted them with three graces, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Now, can I get a witness right now?
Yes.
First, God took Israel out of Egypt.
Yes.
Secondly, he brought her through the wilderness.
Yes.
And thirdly, he brought her into the promised land. Now, you are in the promised land now, Defuskin. First, you're in the promised land, because only thing you have to do is go down on bending knees every now and again. Tell him all about it. Call him by his name and let him know that you are his child. And he come on and see about me. And if he comes and see about you, he'll make everything all right. Now, Jesus was taken through three kangaroo courts during his trial. Caiaphas, Herod, and Pilate. They led him from hall to hall to a hill where there were three crosses. Now the old preachers once said, now the one on the right, Irvin, died in sin. The one on the left died from sin.
Yes.
But the one in the middle died for our sin.
Yes,
he did. Yes. Now he did. Pilate wrote an inscription and placed it above his head, written in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Tell me they left him there for three long hours, from the sixth until the ninth hour. He gave up the ghost and said it's finished, placed him in a borrowed tomb, stayed there for 3 days. Tell me on the third day he arose, declaring all power was in his hand. Says now, death, tell me now, where is your sting? Graham, where is your victory? And tell me the angels had one sermon with three exclamations. Say, he has risen. He has risen. He has risen. The angelic choir came on the scene, and they sang a song that only had three words. Holy, 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 our God is holy. Won't you continue to trust him? Lean not to your understanding, but continue to lean on him. No matter what you're going through, he will see that you will have what you have asked of him. Because he is our God and God all by himself. We can say that the church say amen. Because amen means that it will be so. Trust the church.
Yes.
Continue to love you one another.
Yes.
Christ has saved us. And the men know throughout Jesus' disciples.
Yes.
He loves us.
Yes.
On this anniversary day. You don't know who's going to be here next year.
Yes.
We don't know how many more years that we'll be in existence. We know on this day,
yes,
we're going to praise God.
Yes.
We're going to give him the glory.
Yes.
We're going to give him the honor.
Yes.
Why? Because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Look around and look at you. You didn't. What all you have witnessed and what all God has blessed you with, you didn't get it on your own ingenuity.
Yes.
Sister Hay, what God has blessed you with, you cry out, hallelujah, you cry out, thank you.
Yes.
When that time comes,
yes,
we can no longer come and make supplication to his holy name. We can no longer, anniversary days are going to be over.
Yes.
Preaching days are over.
Yes.
Bills won't be able to pay that anymore. Be hip, don't come his time to call and no time to answer. Then you want to hear a welcome voice saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
You've been faithful over a few things.
Yes.
Come on up. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Our God is holy. He's worthy to be praised. This time, we're going.